sure could use a little good news today.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM present Feel Good Friday, brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, home of great daily lunch specials, the Flint Hills best steaks, and catering for any size event. Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th.
Feed your hunger, quench your thirst, and catch all the big games at family-friendly Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Great fresh food, including tasty sandwiches, burgers, appetizers, steak, salads, and weekday lunch specials. Bruff features over 30 TVs, including a mega HD projector. Not a bad seat in the house. See you at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18. Now open 11 until 2 Sundays, close Mondays.
The memory of one of the most prominent Hispanic figures in modern history is continuing to serve as a source of inspiration, specifically for local students, thanks to an idea from an ESU international student and the efforts of local organizations. Last Thursday, Emporia State hosted the inaugural Cesar Chavez Day, which was the brainchild of Ana Valdez Saravia, a native of Bolivia and Emporia State student. Valdez developed the event as a way to encourage more Hispanic students, both local and international, to attend Emporia State.
I had the opportunity to come to college and study, and I really wanted to have more people like me because we actually represent a very small group sometimes.
Valdez Saravia says she believes the event sends a powerful message that everyone deserves to receive a quality education and they shouldn't let any roadblocks stand in their way.
I really wanted to show them like it's possible, and like giving them examples of other people that look like them that they can relate to, it is possible.
The event welcomed more than 70 local students to the campus and included presentations from local organizations such as Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow and the USD 253 Migrant Education Program. Sally Sanchez of Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow says Chavez was the perfect individual to serve as the face of this event.
He was an American labor leader and civil rights activist who brought significant changes, you know, for migrant workers and farmers. I mean, that's huge.
USD 253 Migrant Education Program Coordinator Patricia Sanz Reyes says her work with local students wouldn't be possible without Chavez.
Cesar Chavez was one of the founders of our program. If it hadn't been for his movement, we wouldn't be able to have the kind of program that we have here in the state of Kansas and nationwide.
Thursday's event was so successful that it will continue next year, with registration being open to students across the state. Valdez Saravia says she's very excited for what the future has in store.
Having that inspiration of Cesar Chavez and like following his example, we really feel like, oh yeah, it's definitely a great moment. And a lot of families could relate and a lot of students could relate with the story of Cesar Chavez.
For Feel Good Friday, I'm Tegan Trehune.
Feel Good Friday, brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, home of great daily lunch specials, the Flint Hills best steaks, and catering for any size event. Bruff's, 2640 West 18th. On KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, all the information you need, live and local.